Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul glow, baby. Feeling oh so silky.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Fly Ra.
And we are the guys next door.
The guys next door. Ryan literally just doesn't jump in anymore. Like, he
today, today is okay. No, today is fine. Today.
No. I mean,
today we would much rather him, which means, Che, you have to jump in on those days. You know, but you dropped the ball. You know, you didn't feel like, you know.
The last time I jumped in, I got yelled at.
You didn't get yelled at.
Right. Now we yell at black women. All right, man.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Wow. This is crazy.
It's crazy. Oh, the attacks on our characters already.
I'm just saying.
Well, first and foremost, thank you to the neighborhood, all the Hakeems included, you freeloaders and mooches as well. We appreciate y'all for coming next door for, can I say 2 years yet? It's still not two years.
No, not yet. Not yet. Okay. We're like a year and a half.
Two years is not till next February, bro.
Okay, February. Fuck, it just feels like we've been doing this for such a long time. Maybe, you know, because we've just done a lot.
So much. I mean, million listens.
Under a year. You
know. 1.5.
Thank you, though. Well, 1.5. That means we're almost at 2 million in 2 years. In under 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, that's best.
Curl Fest.
So basically what we're saying to all those Dickie and keep our names out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is a positive, uplifting podcast. Let us do that. And just stop Dickie eating. And maybe you would hit a milli.
Maybe.
Yeah, because a lot of y'all niggas been at this for a long time and ain't hit a milli, but, you know, neither here nor there. Yeah.
It hurts, don't it? It burns. Ooh, it hurts.
What big make that feel like? Buckshot.
All right.
Sorry, Ryan. Sorry. Thank you for keeping us on track. Yes. As always, make sure you subscribe, rate, and comment. Make sure, no matter what you're doing, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and a comment, like right now, while you're listening. Leave a rating and a comment. Mm-hmm. Let us know this is your favorite podcast, because we know it is. Also, make sure you follow us on all social media platforms, Guys Next Door Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And make sure you continue the conversation on Twitter using the hashtag Guys Next Door. Now, for all you freeloaders and mooches who be getting all this good content for free and don't put no snaps on the motherfucking Petro, head over to our Patreon, subscribe. It is patreon.com/guysnextdoorpod. Get your visual episodes over there, your bonus episodes over there. Ryan's Canoodle Corner, Quarantine Canoodle Corner over there. Speaking of which, if you want to be set up on Ryan's Canoodle Corner, Quarantine Canoodle Corner.
No.
What? No, you're not doing it.
You want to set someone else up.
If you want to set someone else up on Ryan's Quarantine Canoodle Corner, make sure you send an email to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com and in the subject line put Quarantine Canoodle Corner and send all the things Ryan has said over and over that he needs from you to try and hook your friend up. Also, if you have a letter that you want read on air, make sure you send that also to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line your own fake name, or Che is going to read what's in front of her. Why? Because niggas don't got all that time. We don't got that time. We doing shit now. Also, if it is a relationship question, doesn't have to be, but if it is a relationship question, make sure you send a picture of you and the person you're writing about, just so we keep it balanced. I don't want to give a fat person, skinny person advice, and I don't want to give an ugly person, good-looking person advice. You got to keep the skills balanced in the world. Now, as we always do when we open up the house to guests, we always have great guests. Today, no difference. Even in quarantine, we are joined by the Polly Patterson, the Patterson Thruple, who's been making their rounds on the internet as of late. Pattersons, how are you guys?
So we have to do our introduction.
Okay,
we have to.
I'm Tony.
I'm Kel.
I'm Cam.
And y'all all together are the Pattersons.
We're Polly Patterson.
All right. Well, welcome next door. Welcome next door. We're glad to have you. Don't know if our couches are big enough for you guys, but you know, squeeze in. You know, y'all.
Just make yourself comfortable. Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
I think, you know, right off the bat, it makes no sense to even like tiptoe around this. You know, this is a very black show. Our listeners are very much so black. You don't typically see a thruple. When I'm saying thruple, no, I don't have a lisp, listeners. I'm saying a couple plus one. So it is, in fact, a thruple, triple. It's three of them. So in the black community where thruples are more or less not really acknowledged because usually a nigga is cheating or somebody's cheating. It is a known thruple. Tony, you have what most men would consider the dream. You have two women.
He's blessed. He's blessed. I say blessed.
He's blessed. You know, nobody says we're not lucky. We are blessed. Amen. You have thruple.
Amen.
Now in 2020 with every black woman in the world being so woke and not with the bullshit, and how did you pull this off, sir? Or did the ladies pull it off?
Mix of both.
Teach me, please. Teach me.
Cameron got us started. And
so Cameron, you was with Cameron first?
Yes.
Okay.
And we both kind of sealed the deal. But Cameron definitely got it started.
Mm-mm, you ain't gonna get away that. Okay. You ain't gonna get away that easy. Yeah. I don't know what to
say.
The fuck.
Hold on.
Not here at the goddamn door. We've been doing this. I don't know if you heard our intro. We've been doing this a year and a half. We're professionals, sir. So, how does that even come about? How does Tony and Cameron? I'm guessing you guys got together within monogamous vibes. Like it was the two of you. Y'all were doing your thing. Yo, Mac, you threw me off with the change of the... Okay. Okay. Okay.
That's hilarious.
It's the big three.
I'm sorry. I'm usually a professional. He threw me off. That was good, Mac. Kudos to you. You got me off my rocker. But yes, Tony, you and Cameron, you guys are in a monogamous relationship. Where does the conversation come into play? When do you guys say, okay, we're going to add another person to our relationship?
So Cameron and I met our freshman year of college, which was 2012?
Actually
2013,
so
it
was spring semester.
2013.
Babies.
My apologies.
We met. Y'all can't see it right now, but it pretty much anything y'all say, I'm going to laugh at because I'm blushing. I'm usually not like this. But
this is pretty great. This is pretty great. I love this.
Yes, 2013.
Yeah, we met 2013. We've been dating ever since. After grad school, we moved in together. And shortly after, so I guess before moving in together, she mentioned, I guess, the interest in a possible threesome. But it was just something we just never got around to. And then we moved in together.
Wait, what? You never got around to it? Why not?
I was scared. I wasn't ready to accept my sexuality. I was curious.
Oh, it was you, kid. I thought it was you, my man. I was about to be like, come on, King. All right. Okay.
But see, I didn't want to be like overly pushy either. Cause like you gotta play it smart. You can't be like mad aggressive about it. So I was gonna like whenever she got to that point, I would just be with open arms, of course. So
smart man.
Of course.
Like a king should.
So then we moved in together, and then she was just kind of like, hey, like, I think I'm bi-curious. And I'm like, okay, how would you like to proceed? And she hopped on Bumble and kind of started meeting different women and telling them, like, exactly what was going on. And then we stumbled upon Kelsey.
Stumbled upon Kelsey. I love the verb.
One would say bumbled upon Kelsey.
Well, we wouldn't say here because they don't pay us. So stumbled is fine.
Because they're not paying us.
Yeah, stumbled is just fine.
Yeah, they're not paying us. We need our check.
Yeah, my bad. So Cameron was doing all the communicating, all the meeting. She would just show me pictures and be like, hey, what do you think about her? And I'd kind of be like, yay or nay.
What a lovely place to be in. Do you understand how blessed you are? To be in the position where your woman is coming to you saying, what? Thank you.
Love it.
Like, you know, like, typically when white men and Spanish because black men don't cheat, but typically when white and Spanish men cheat, they typically have to take whatever they get. You're saying, what? We're bringing somebody on and I'm getting, I don't like her selfie. Next.
Wow. I don't like her selfie. Wow.
What? Let me add, before Kelsey, Cameron, was there anyone that you seen and were like, I hope he likes her, and he dubbed?
Not really, because I feel like I'm pretty particular, because I need someone who's like, I don't want to sound cocky, but I need someone on my level or better.
Talk about it, queen.
Like, I was showing him.
Talk about it, queen.
Some pretty, like, decent women, and we have conversations with some, but, like, it just, you know, it just, like, wasn't there all the way. With Kel, like, me and her just connected so easily, and, like, I was like, okay, like, we need to actually, like, go on a date with her. But with other girls, I just felt like, it was like they were just missing something. Maybe they're beautiful, but like I felt like they couldn't like stimulate my mind, or maybe they were like okay looking, but like they just.
Them bitches were saying elemental.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Like when they say that, like when they say their ABCs, they say elemental instead of LMNO. For me, that is a big turnoff. So I can imagine if I had to add a third person to my life. To be responsible for the love and to cherish. You're not going to be around me in my space saying elemental. Bitch, you got to go.
We don't need no.
Okay.
As people have been here. So I was pretty picky anyways. And like, of course, some fell through because it's just like, you all what? Like, some just wanted threesomes, honestly. And like, I wasn't quite ready for a threesome. I needed to like really build a friendship with someone. Because I hadn't like been with a woman before, and it was something that I was still kind of insecure about. So I was like, I want to really get to know someone before I even get into like the whole sexual aspect of it. So with Kel, I felt like she was kind of in the same space. She wasn't really looking for anything serious, and she was willing to like get to know us and really like take time and like build a relationship before the whole threesome part of it.
So she drank that wine kind of fast. What you got to say?
Hey.
Yeah, cows, please, indulge.
I were going to talk about that. I just wanted to finish it because I got a lot going on here with my hands. You know, I'm holding the mic and the phone.
Well, I mean, no different from any other time, clearly.
Wow. Oh, wow, Mouse Jones. Jesus Christ.
Be here all night. Be here all night.
No, I definitely agree with Cam. So I personally wasn't looking for like a relationship or for that matter, a throuple or like to even be in this type of dynamic. I had just recently ended a monogamous relationship with a man and was also bi-curious and wanted to kind of explore with the girl and just kind of happened to swipe on Cam and Tony and hit it off really quickly with Cam. And then when I went to dinner with the both of them, I think the part that intrigued me most was that they were looking for like to build something with someone and they weren't just like looking for a unicorn, because I definitely am like worth way more than just like a unicorn experience. So I was like, okay, you know, they're genuine people. Let's see where this goes. Really didn't think we would end up here in like a whole committed relationship. And then our whole throuple experience would be like all over social media. I never thought that. I just,
okay. So I have, hold on. I'm about to say, I have a few questions, right? I think first, because I am brand new to this entire thing, right? What is a unicorn for the people at home that are dumb like me?
For Mouse Jones as well, because I did not know what the fuck you were talking about either.
Okay,
me too.
That's actually a term that I just learned being on like dating apps in New York City. Yeah. I don't know if that's a thing like everywhere, but I definitely know.
No, it's just New York. New York got some
probably, yeah, about to say,
some sex crazed citizens in New York.
Shit, so, Jesus Christ!
Kind of like a unicorn is like this, like make believe animal. A unicorn is this make believe, like almost like person that comes into an already established relationship solely for like sexual experiences.
Oh wow.
Like a sex slave. Oh, wow.
Let me write this down.
Maybe? I don't know. I never met a unicorn, so I don't know.
Hold on, I need to write this down because I need to learn these terms for like when my shorty wake up, I could seem a little more knowledgeable.
All right, Matt, it's gonna be a different type of thruple. You gonna
I know,
have,
right?
You gonna have two black eyes and a knot on your fucking
and a
head.
Knot on my head. Yeah,
I just need to make sure that I know the information.
So of course you guys started this whole thing started on like dating apps and everything, right? So I'm guessing was there any failed dates? Did you have any other dates besides this one that made it here?
Yeah. So like,
oh shit.
Really? Okay. So one actually happened, and then one that was kind of like it was supposed to happen, and things kept happening, so it just never happened. But the one that actually did happen, she was a wild one. She was very, so one thing for me, I was still exploring my sexuality and I wanted someone that I could trust. And like, I just knew wasn't kind of out here. It's okay to be out here, but like,
yeah,
you know, you need to be safe about it. But this woman was like a wild one. Like,
you gotta let that freak flag fly sometimes, you know?
Yeah. And I'm all for it. I'm all for being wild, but sometimes I don't want parts whenever like my personal health is involved. So I'm like, girl, you go be wild. But like, it was cool. Like, you know, doing this, like we went on a date and then she and I hung out in the city and like went to a party and she, you know, she was wild. So I was like, you be wild. I don't know if I need that right now.
Okay. So like when we say wild, right? Like when we say wild, because my last name is Wild, so I'm always interested on like the levels of wild. What do you mean by wild? Like what is like, oh shit, this girl is wild. Like what is wild, right? Please explain.
Wild is like the hookup type. Like it's so, I don't know, like, you know, she was just in it for like sex. She was very sexually liberated, and that's completely okay. But she just wanted sexual experiences, and I think that she only wanted us two for a sexual experience, and I wasn't ready for that yet. I wanted to, like,
so she was trying to be a unicorn. You see that? See, I
love
that.
Yes,
10 points.
It's the proper usage of a sentence for me.
Come on, son. Come on. I'm trying.
So let me ask this. Because there is gonna obviously be a portion of it where it's more conversation, but I think a lot of us, you know, are curious as to how we, you know, begin to normalize this. So does the thruple end there, or is there room to add another person in? Do we get to a quintet?
Relax, Mouse Jones.
Like, no, I'm about to hurt myself. Is this the three the hard way till y'all die?
So I think for our dynamic specifically, so like if you want to talk in a general sense, I do feel like in polyamory, I think it does give you the freedom to love multiple people. So that could be as many as you can like have time for. Mm. I think specifically in this dynamic, I think.
Hey, Black, remember that.
So Cam and I are bisexual. So I think that like just having the experience of like a feminine relationship as well as a masculine relationship like satisfies us. And like, of course, Tony, like two girlfriends, like, hey, I'm good. Like, I think he might be good. I mean, he can speak for himself, but I think like the work of two girlfriends is enough for him. And I feel like having the intimate relationship with like a man and a woman is good for both Cam and I, because like, it's not about like, just like being greedy and just like having a bunch of people. It's more so like, for us, we're bisexual. So to have the relationship with both man and woman is fulfilling enough.
Hey, Tony, I'm a jump in real fast and say, listen, I have a girlfriend. And
you
have a child.
You have a fucking queen, okay?
I have a queen. Okay. Hold on, listen. I have a queen, and what I will say is, I understand what it takes to be there for a queen, let alone two. So, sir, I want to give you a quick round of applause, sir. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're doing it, but it must be amazing. God, that's all I'm going to say, sir.
No, it is a lot.
It's something I dream.
Now, let's talk about it, because, you know, there is a reason why I get killed every time we play Fuck, Marry, Kill. Let's go there. Now, Tony, I'm going to speak for the male side, the nigga side, right? I want you to just act like you're in a quarantine bubble. Act like they do not exist right now. We're going to get honest, okay? It's just me and you here.
We're not here.
This always goes left. Look, you heard us. No, you can speak. Speak freely.
Play with me, nigga.
Right. So there is the portion of every man's dream who said this is the dream to have two girlfriends, two women, all access to women all the time. But then now to me, I don't know about everybody else. I always think of the practical side. I'm like, God damn. That means that's two people I got to take care of. That is two people I got to keep happy. Two periods in the house at the same time. I think they probably have. They're a couple. They do this thing. So that's two times. That's double times you got to be having that awkward moment and target like, And then these are two completely different women that you have to simultaneously keep happy and keep refreshed and edify and uplift and pour into.
Come on, Mouse Jones.
Yes.
This is not a unicorn, quote unquote, experience that you signed up to be in a relationship with two women. What is that side like? What is the side that isn't all about the bedroom? What is that side like?
It's a lot. It's exhausting.
Mm, talk about it. Talk about it. I feel your pain.
You got to pay attention to a lot more. Almost like when you're having a bad day, you're now not meeting the expectations of two people. Versus one person.
Right.
If you may have an issue with one, it's almost like you have to compartmentalize it and not let it creep into, I guess, the relationship with the other.
Right.
It's a lot of compartmentalization, a lot of that, and a lot of patience. Because I guess I didn't... Going into this, I wasn't sure what to expect, but then I guess when I found, like, for some reason, I don't know, maybe my head, like, oh, it wouldn't be that bad because Cameron and I would both, I kind of, I guess, be involved with Kelsey. But Kelsey's, and I guess in that, I was thinking Kelsey's expectations for me, I guess, may be lower, but they weren't. They weren't, even though she had a girlfriend. And that was kind of.
What? He just thought he was just going to come in. I'm going to do a little work. I'm going to just do a little something, man.
Right. No. I think that's because I would think like that. I'm like me personally, because but then again, this is why I always get killed and fuck marry killed, because I think in the petty sense, I'm like, no, see, that's your girlfriend, Cameron. You brought Kelsey in here, please handle that. I only want the threesome. You wanted the relationship and love shit, right? So you go over there with the relationship and love shit, and you let me know when it's time for sex. That's it. That is what I would do, right? But clearly, you're a much better man than me. So, and I guess, ladies, I will ask the same. I guess I'll ask the inverse of that, right? What is it like having to share those intimate moments with another person? Do any of you feel like you get complete Tony? Yeah, I know. Y'all ain't never been in no interview.
Damn, that was
tone. I know. Y'all ain't been in no interview. Y'all been on the internet being like, you know, fodder and things of that nature. Ain't nobody, you know, been in here really talking to y'all.
Come on, Mouse.
But yes, please.
Go to work.
Let
go
me
to
know.
Work.
Okay. So I guess from my perspective, I feel like the only time I get complete Tony is when we're having one-on-one time. Other than that, then, like, of course, like, I'm sharing him with Cam, which is like completely fine with me, but I signed up for that at the same time too. And because they've been in relationship this unicorn. Because they've been in relationship for much longer than I've been with Tony, I do feel like at the beginning maybe like I never got a complete 100% Tony, but I do feel like now that our relationship has developed, I get a complete Tony when like we're having one-on-one time. But then any other time that I'm sharing the responsibility, I'm sharing the love, I'm sharing the responsibility. I'm also sharing the love.
Hold on.
Less of a stress because I know I have my sister/wife sometimes, depending on what hat we're wearing. To like help me like take care of our man in a way.
Sounds amazing. Tony, way better man than me, wouldn't be able to survive.
Jesus,
that much smartness times two. I'm okay. No, but let me ask that, because that triggered something. Not triggered, that sparked something in me. You said my sister wife would depend on what hat we wear, right? So how do you guys transition between those roles with amongst each other? Tony aside, like, how do you got? When is it sister? When is it wife? When is it
wife?
So it's like I said something, but it's kind of true, but it's kind of like crazy. Where sisters in the streets and wife's in the sheets, wifey's in the sheets. So like whenever we're out with our friends, like people would think we're friends, people think we're sisters all the time. And whenever we get to the bedroom, like it switches. Whenever we're like just sitting on the couch watching our TV shows together, talking about like hair and makeup and all these things, it's like we're friends, we're sisters, but then it's like something about
I think it's only when we get to the bedroom do we transition into that other hat of like girlfriend slash like wives.
I don't have enough wine for this. I feel like I need more wine.
I am ooh. Here. I am okay. Learning.
Okay.
I feel learning. Like this conversation, like I have an amazing, I have amazing skin, but like this conversation is making my skin even better.
Oh my God.
This conversation is like glow. This conversation, like, look at Ryan. Look, Ryan is just he is shining.
Ryan is.
I know why I'm so quiet. It's because
I said you are shining. No, I'm saying you're shining.
No. Look, I heard
your skin looks amazing.
I'm sweating. Because I always dreamt about something like this, and I don't know. y'all know me too well that y'all know I talk about this often.
No, absolutely.
I'm the one that's really taking notes.
I seen him many times write something. I said, no.
Because for me, I've always thought about it. Like, what could take me there? What could satisfy me in the total package? And at sometimes I think I would want to, I won't say try because I don't want to fail at anything, but it would be something I would take into consideration. But it have to be the right two people, of course. But for me now,
I'm about to say, Rod, and you're in like your perfect, I guess, thruple fantasy.
I'll tell you what right would, now, it's two, what would it look like? It's two lesbian girls that just happen to fuck with me.
Wow.
Like they just they don't like guys. Cause I've seen situations like that, which is crazy. I have one of my boys, his girl always dealt with chicks and she never liked dudes, but it just so happened to be with him. Like they became best friends and it just worked out that way. So I think that would be it in my fantastic fantasy world.
Mm. It's always it's always my young MA looking homegirl that try that shit. I don't like that shit.
Nah. I don't want no young jocks.
I'm like, back the fuck up.
I don't want no young jocks, a little boosy fades in my
be like, oh, niggas came no to me. Jada I kisses? Niggas came to me and was like, yo, dead ass, bro. Nah, bro, I'm not about to hear that. Back on up.
But I'll say this. I think my main thing when I think about it is, which I really want to ask you, how deep is this like when it comes to family? Like how are Thanksgivings? How are Christmases? How are holidays? How does this work out in that world?
So I mean, I often joke around like going to family events and stuff. Like, I joke around and call it the traveling circus. Because that's, I mean, because obviously at Black Thanksgivings, obviously,
who make the mac and cheese?
They stare at you. They really staring at you, like trying to like really fathom this is real. Like,
but I know your uncle is fucking with you. Y'all go like that.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey,
look. Come on, Tony.
I see you, Tony.
Come on, Tony. Hey,
come on, Tony.
Your uncle be loving. Like, come here, Tony. Let me pull you. Tony, let me go.
Quick to put his arm around you. Come here, Tony. Tony. Come on, goddamn it.
Mac, look, you gonna be Tony. Look, Mac, we do this. You just gotta jump in, guy. Mac, you be Tony. I'm Uncle Pat. Tony, come here. Let me talk to you for a minute, Tony.
Uncle Pat, come on, man.
Basically, it's like every Christmas, every Thanksgiving is a little different. Some people get used to it a little bit more.
Right.
Some people look at it in a way of still like a negative way. Some people get it. Some people don't.
Okay, so building on this question, right? Do you guys take turns on whose family's house you guys go to?
Yes.
Do y'all go by like who's the most accepting, or do you just go to like who we got to deal with? Like,
yeah, let me break the ice. Who household is the most accepting? Don't do that.
Kelsey, it got to be Kelsey's.
We haven't really been around. We haven't met Kelsey's family yet.
Oh, so y'all a little secret. Ooh, I like it.
Heard you. So you're my little secret.
He's in Texas, and like Tony is from Philadelphia, so it's just a lot easier to get to his family, and Cam is from South Carolina, so it's still even easier to get to her family than it is to get all the way to Houston from New York, New Jersey. But yeah, I mean, they're not a secret.
Not on the internet, not when y'all all over the place.
Holiday where like, so this year, this upcoming holidays will be like our first holidays where we're like solidified in our relationship and we're going to spend holidays with the family. Last year, it was kind of like, no one really knew when we were at Tony's family for Thanksgiving, like besides with like his mom and dad.
He just had two joints at dinner.
Family building. When it comes time for the introduction of children, Tony, do both? Is it Oprah? You get a kid. You get a kid. Is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, look, so they say, like, how did that go?
No, it went pretty easy. They both want kids, so.
So you got to get, so at one time, you got to give two kids.
No. I wouldn't set myself up with it.
Yeah. My husband has two jobs.
Take your time. Please take your time.
Yeah, no, it definitely be one at a time.
Who goes first?
I'm about to say, is it rock, paper, scissors? Look, How do you figure that out?
Look, I'm just playing. I don't want to burn down no happy home. It is.
We already decided that. I'm a little older than Cam, so I probably have kids first.
Okay. Now, Cam, what if Kelsey picks the name that you want to name your baby?
I never thought about that. We all have the same style, so I don't think we would pick the same name.
Because, like, okay. I could be like, if I had a son, he'd have like a family name. And if I have a daughter, I haven't really thought about her name much, like a little bit. I have like ideas, but I don't think we'd choose.
Anthony already said his grandmother name.
Whoa. First of all, we are on a live podcast. You got to call that man Tony, okay? Don't call his whole government. That's how you know y'all in a deep relationship. That's how you know you're in a real relationship. Anthony said. Anthony ass over here. This nigga, it's Tony in front of people. Okay, so now what, and this is obviously you guys can, you know, see the other side of this and the answer be super short. But do you guys at all feel a duty to like normalize different or this style of relationships in the Black community?
I don't.
He doesn't.
Tony said, I'm too busy trying to keep y'all happy. No, I'm exactly. not trying to do like, nothing else.
I don't know if I feel a duty, but I do feel like if we're going to be public on social media, and we're going to be living this lifestyle, then we do have a responsibility to show the different dynamics of this lifestyle. I don't necessarily think it's my duty, but like if we're going to go as far as to like have a social media page, then we should provide content that's informational, that shows like all levels of our relationship. So I do think it's important that like if we're going to go ahead and take this responsibility, that we use it wisely.
What is the emotional range, right? Like on a daily basis, right? Like you already know two human beings, no matter what what gender, two human beings just experience so many emotions throughout the day, right? Like I was even laughing and joking with Mac at the beginning. You might have heard us, and he was like, "Yo, today was such a good day," and I was like, "Yo, you know how hard it is to have a good day with your girl? Like, you, that shit is hard." So, like, now you add a third person, third energy. What is that household like on a daily basis?
So, I feel like after work, everyone's definitely...
Hold on, wait. Y'all all got jobs?
Yeah.
Oh, it's lit.
The people think that Kel and I are like Tony's just some rich man and we're just here.
I am one of those people. I think this nigga got the bag.
Kel and I both have degrees.
That's my only thing. I was to get into I don't want to
throw
the wrong of that. Everybody got to be educated. I can't have one just dummy around the crib. Like, I can't.
No LMNOs.
If it's anybody going to be dumb, it's going
to
be me.
I was about to say, as the dummy of the house, I don't need that position threatened. But yes, you said, so after work,
So I feel like after work, everyone's usually kind of like overwhelmed and more irritable. So we've kind of learned to just like split ways after work, decompress, get ourselves together, and then we come back together. So just if we start like getting too serious or talking about our feelings right after work, I feel like that's when things go bad. We have to like all separate for a second, and then
have y'all hit that big argument?
Plenty of them. Yeah.
Now is it a? I don't want to start nothing. Yes, I do. Is it a triple threat match? Is it a handicap match? How does it, does everybody have a different feeling about something? Do, is it usually two against one? Or Tony, are you usually the wrong man? Like, how does that go when there's like that big argument?
So the big arguments usually happen between them, and I usually just end up mediating.
Educated man, a mediator.
Wow.
I'm so happy right now.
You hear
now.
That? You hear that? Mediation.
King. I didn't hear that. All I heard was king. All he said was, I'm usually the king, and I'm the king.
Tony, do you understand when you said that? I did not expect to hear that. When you said mediate, because me, I was expecting you to say some Mouse Jones shit, like, nah, nigga, I just leave. Like, oh, yeah, I got that, and I'll come back when y'all done. But no, you're in the middle. You're mediating.
A king. So I stand like a king.
Cam and I are the same zodiac sign. We are very similar.
What sign is that?
What sign are y'all?
Cancer. We're both Cancer. Oh,
emotional.
Hey, Mac, you're a Cancer, right?
I definitely am. Okay. I understand.
And what's your birthday?
July 15th.
I'm the 5th and she's the 21st.
Hey, come on, July baby. Happy belated birthday to y'all.
That is a sensitive household you live in, my brother.
Word. Tony.
You are stepping around a minefield. This is
Yeah, Tony, I'm starting to second guess it. I don't know if this was so smart that now you're like, you got the zodiac working against you. This is
well, Tony's a Scorpio, so we're all water signs.
Oh,
so
about to say, super compatible. I like that. Go ahead, Scorpio.
I definitely do think that sometimes we can get intense with the emotions if we're all like really emotional. But I do feel like Cam and I are very similar, and so we really get in our feels a lot. And then also too, I've learned in this relationship that like men let go of so much. Like, I never had a girlfriend before until Cam. And then I realized, like, oh, shit, I'm dating myself. And, like, to be with me.
Don't like that shit, do you, huh?
To let go and put up with so much. And I feel like Cam might feel the same. But, yeah, so I definitely think that, like, men are just a lot easier going than women. And so I think the issue comes up where Cam and I are like, no, I'm not gonna let you slide with this. Where like Tony would be like, you know what, I'm good, I'd rather go play my video games and just check you later. Cam and I are like, nah, let's talk about this. We need to talk about our feelings, and this is how I'm feeling, and this is how you made me feel, and what are you gonna do about how you made
I just see mad crabs going across the screen. Just real, it's super cancer right now.
It's all the questions for me. I would have been like, blue. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I need to know. And I think we touched on a little bit earlier, but in depth, what do your mamas think?
Mamas.
Yeah, what does your, because I know what his dad thinks. My son, that's my nigga.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I know y'all dads is like, fuck this nigga up. I know that. I know that. But I want to know what the mamas think, because the moms have to exist on like, I mean, just being a black woman, obviously, you have to exist on so many different planes at once. But to be a mother in today and worry about so much, and then you hear this as a black mother who this probably isn't you. She's probably never heard of this before. She probably thinks it's a fucking porno house going on over there. What do y'all black ass mammies think about this?
My mom is very open minded, very forward thinking, which I think a lot of women are. So my mother was just kind of accepting, wanted to make sure I was good, wanted to make sure I was happy. She had questions, of course. Obviously, this was new to her. But she was always coming from a place of support.
Mm. You said you're from Philly, right?
Yeah.
A lot. She's seen a lot of shit out there. That's
she's seen a lot of shit.
Yeah, so I was saying, my definitely seen a lot of shit out there. That's a fact.
The other two from down south.
Yeah, y'all from the south. Houston and South Carolina. What does Miss Jenkins think?
Miss G.
I don't know.
My mom is West Indian, and
bat. Mac, I need your input on too.
My mom's West Indian family. So I have a family. So, can you tell me?
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So she was really open-minded. My mom and I are like really close. Like we're almost like best friends. I'm her only daughter. I'm her oldest child. So we do have like a different kind of relationship. It is more of a friendship now than it is like a mother-daughter relationship as I've grown older. So she's pretty supportive and I pretty much tell her everything. So like, I think she just trusts that I'm going to make good decisions. And so like from previous experience, she knows like, oh, she's going to make good decisions. So even if I don't quite understand, like I trust her. So yeah, I think that's where she is with it.
Okay. Okay.
In South Cackalack. I know they don't even play like that. I know they don't even play like that. That's two cookout orders you got to make. Wait a minute, Tony. Do they collaborate when making your plate?
That's why this relationship ain't for mouse. He be asking the dumb, like, did she put the chicken on and did he put the greens on?
Usually they both understand, I guess, what I like and don't like. They both can do it on their own. They don't usually need to collaborate.
Let's go, King.
We're Southern women, so we both can cook. Like, we both have that Southern hospitality. So, Anthony is honestly really spoiled. I think he's, like, the most spoiled human being on this planet.
I think we would all agree.
That, but, like, he gets spoiled all the time.
Yeah, no one's going to argue that. I think we all are in agreement. I think all the listeners are in agreement.
I've been wondering why I never get the ones that cook, and this nigga got two.
He got
both. Two of them.
You can't find two one that cook, but now you got both.
You got two of them.
You just holding hot. Wait a minute.
Holding hostage.
Here we go. Let's start some shit. Shit. Okay. Macaroni and cheese. Who got the best mac and cheese? They both from the South.
You're asking a dangerous thing, Mouse Jones.
I'm not in a throw. I don't have nothing to lose.
So I would say my mother first.
Oh, smart man. Smart fucking man.
And this is how
smart
he got
fucking
and
man.
This is how he got the thruple, knowing when to shut the fuck up. Wow. He knew when to shut up. He said, my mother. Wow. It ain't he looked at camera, he said, that camera, what did your mother say?
Left it right there. He left it right there on the table. Like, yeah, we're gonna keep it right there.
So yes, Kim, he won't let me get him caught up. So yes, what did your mother say?
All right. So I grew up in the Missionary Baptist Church.
Wow. The only threesome was Jesus, God, and the Holy Ghost. Hey.
Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
All of that.
Yes, Lord. Hold on, Miles. We're going back to church. We got to go back to church.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
We got Brother Tony.
Yes, Lord.
In the Patterson.
Yes, Lord.
We got Kelsey. In the Cameron. Show me how you did it. See, the Bible says, surround yourself with good counsel. Therefore, the Bible says when a man findeth a good thing, he found a wife. Well, Brother Tony, where was you searching?
No, Pastor.
Oh, you found 208.
Freak out!
Yes. Hey, Mother Jenkins, we see you in the back. You don't look like that. You're gonna cross your eyes. Now, the Bible said double blessing, double portion. Somebody look at your neighbor, say double portion.
Double portions, double portions. Yes, Lord.
I'm sorry, Kim. We childish here. I'm so sorry.
You're fine. That was a great message, Pastor.
Wait, he has his mic out. Now he's ready.
Oh, hallelujah. I gotta.
I didn't know my deacon showed up. I thought my deacon left me hanging this evening. No, my deacon had my back. Oh, amen. But yeah, so you grew up hella religious. You grew up in the South.
Hella religious.
Yes, I grew up hella religious. And yeah, my mom was definitely shocked. She, I think, always had a vision of me my whole life. You know, I'm Cameron. I'm supposed to marry my husband and have these kids and live like the picture perfect Southern life. And I definitely didn't do that. So,
well, now that picture is just in panorama.
It's just a broader picture. That's it.
It go this way. You know, when you take a picture, you gotta just do that.
Yeah.
The husband and the kids are still there. Just one more. You gotta squeeze over. Just one more, mama.
You got your kids too. But yeah, she always has loved me. She never like shunned me from the family. She just like straight up said, like, I don't support your relationship. It's not okay. She had a lot of questions. She was very concerned. But I think I told her like back in the fall, so she's had some time to sit with it, digest. She's met Kel, and I think like that's kind of eased her mind a little bit. I don't know if she'll ever like fully want me to be in this relationship, but she still loves me, and we kind of just don't talk about it much. Like, it's just kind of.
I feel like if Ricky Lake was still a thing, y'all niggas would be running that shit right now.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
This episode would be
amazing.
So lit. If Ricky Lake was still lit, like y'all would be lit.
Wouldn't go on Ricky Lake though.
Y'all wouldn't go on Ricky Lake?
They young, so they don't know Ricky Lake.
Oh, because they're young.
Go on Ricky Lake. Because
I don't know Ricky Lake.
Yeah, I don't know Ricky Lake. Ricky
Lake is like more of like a drama field, like
Jenny Jones.
He really doesn't know.
Jenny
Jones. Come to Ricky Lake and tell them. But I do think that like we've been very open with our family because like our families, we're all really close with our family. So it's important for us to like be honest and transparent with them. And even though we did take some time to figure out like what the dynamics were between the three of us before we decided to tell them, I do think shortly after we were like, okay, so the most important people in our life need to know. And that was family. So like before we became public, we definitely talked to family and friends first.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question. This is my king. How you doing? The energy all the time for two. How? What you eat? What's in the supplements? How you keep it going?
We back in the bedroom.
Because understand, you need a lot of energy to keep up with one woman is enough.
Because I come from a threesome background. You know, I come from a threesome background.
But, a threesome back? Nigga, what? Like, you got threesome in your blood? Like, what are you talking about?
That's what he's saying.
I've had a plethora of those, you know?
I'm half black. I'm half black and half threesome.
but what I don't know is, like, that's the everyday. Like, I've had my time spread out. But that's like, and not saying it happens every day, but it's really on the menu every day. You can pick it every day. Like, I mean...
Let me get the chicken. I'll take the chicken on the menu every day.
The verbiage used here on a guy next door. Okay.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, Tony, yes, answer that, please.
So, I guess.
She said King. Go ahead, King.
Yeah, no, I guess it is on the menu every day. Yeah, because that is, so it is tough. It is tough. It is a lot of work.
Ladies, have y'all ever had a help? Have y'all ever had a help Tony out? Like, move, move, nigga. You're like, no, we'll be here all day. Move. Like, you ever had to just move him out the way and be like, no, shit, do it like this.
I don't think we've ever had to move him out the way, but I do think that, like, so we do have, like, separate relationships within this triad. And I don't think we've actually talked about this on this podcast. So like a triad is, so there's four relationships. So
okay.
Tony had before I came. There's a relationship between Cam and I. There's a relationship between Tony and I. And then there's the relationship between the three of us.
So that's what I was going to say. So with that, you know, with understanding there are four relationships. Each relationship has its own needs, its own wants, et cetera, et cetera. So again, Tony, I applaud you, sir, because that is quite an undertaking. That is, it sounds like it's a lot. So my question is, are there one-offs? Like, it's like, okay, tonight is her night, tonight is his night, et cetera, et cetera.
That was the most exuberant answer Tony has given us tonight. The nigga, yeah. Tony, he smiles a little bit, he laughs in there, but when Matt asked that question, he said, yes, one
yes.
off.
Yes.
Let them do what the fuck they doing in there. Leave me in this video game alone. Don't call my Tony. No.
Hey, Tony, got it. Didn't even have to say anything else. Heard you. Loud and clear, sir.
And y'all live in New York, right?
Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. All right. Jersey. When I get back to New York, my guy King, I'm gonna take you to the juice bar. You ain't gonna have no worries.
Yeah. We gotta get you right.
Take you
up to the juice bar in Harlem. I'm telling you, we take you up to the juice bar in Harlem. You gonna come home with a different type of exuberance.
They gonna kick you out.
Who is the horniest out of the three? Got y'all ass.
Oh, the us three would be me. Oh no, you talking about?
Oh, right.
I'm talking about them, nigga. Right. Jesus Christ. Y'all three. Who's the horniest out of y'all three?
So I definitely think it'd probably be between Cam and I. I think we kind of share it.
Okay. That nigga Tony said, just go ahead. Just
not angry at that.
You see me, Tony said, you see me on the fucking game? Don't come over here, but I'm playing a different type of game tonight. Don't come over here. It is a different Call of Duty going on tonight. Don't come over here.
Different
y'all shit.
Call of Duty. Mouse Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I think because I don't want this, like I said, I want this to be a thing that is super informing, super, you know, I don't want to make you guys a pariah or like you guys are on the circus.
Mouse, really? Pariah? You just throwing words out today?
I'm sorry, you know, I read. My bad.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, readers.
So I want to bring you guys all the way into the crib. Che, do we have a letter today that the Patterson Thruple may be able to help us with?
Why wouldn't you give me a heads up on pulling these?
I don't know. It's just a podcast. That we, you know, answer letters on most of the time.
I can ask a question. Do you recommend this lifestyle, King?
Ooh, good fucking question.
I love how people want to ask Tony as if like he's the mastermind.
I only gotta ask the King because I'm in that position. If I was to want to do this with my life, I have to know his thoughts. Of course, your thoughts mean so much to me. But right now,
you see how put the microphone in his face like he's an NBA player.
What do you think, sir?
How do you feel about the game?
Yeah, 45, 20 and 3 with a win. How you feel about
45, 20 and 3 with a win? How do you feel?
So it's just, you got to be really patient.
Damn, my dream just went out the fucking window.
Ryan is a lot of things. Patience is not one of them.
Patient.
Like, you gotta, because, and it's funny. It's funny, and it's kind of interesting. When, like, one of them says something in one room, you'll just hear another one agree from a separate room, and it just be like, they're just always ready to get on me at the same time.
Like, it's like when you, it's like when your mother say something and your aunt agree. Like, go to your room. Yeah, go to your room.
Go to your room. You heard her.
Yeah.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. Yeah.
Tony, that was dumb. It was dumb.
So basically, what you're saying is, this shit ain't for the week.
No,
pretty much.
No. I want to know a little better now, because Mouse is always the practical one. Now, to have two women to please, if you let one down, that's enough. To let down two and just be looking at both of them, just is that ever on your mind? Do you always have to go in there like it's game night? You can't take a night off.
No, I mean, I think my body has had taken a night off, regardless if I wanted to or not.
Nigga had to ice his knees.
nigga was on load management. Nigga said, I'm doing 10 minutes tonight, and that's it. That's all I got, 10 minutes. And the rest of the game is on you, ladies.
Said after a back-to-back, I got to sit this one out.
But y'all do, Kel, you did bring up a valid point. You said, you know, everybody's always asking Tony about his interaction in this. What is it like on that same hand for the lady? Like, the same questions we're asking him, like, having to deal with arguments, having to deal with sex, right? Having to deal with having to please two people and make sure two people are having this full sexual experience. What is that like?
Because I think a lot of people really look at thruples and think, oh, you know, it's the two women catering to the man, and not understanding, like you said, it's really four relationships that are going on at once. So, just what Mouse said, like, what is that? I guess, what is that like for you as well?
So I think for me, so like, men and women are very different, you know? So like, for Tony, like, he has two women. Granted, we have some similarities, we have some differences, but like, all in all, we're both women. For me, it's more so like, there's like a completely different relationship I have with the woman than I have with the man. So it's actually not quite the same. Like, for Tony, I kind of think it might get a little boring because he has like two women that are like, it's like the same thing. But like, for me, and probably for Cam, it's like completely different relationships.
I can
tell you it's probably a lot of things. Boring is probably one of them.
And maybe it's not boring for him. I'm just saying, like, if I had two women, I'd probably be like, okay, where's the man at? You know, but that's...
Can't I be like, oh, another titty. Woo. Oh, look. Another vagina.
So, yeah, Tony might not feel that way. For me, I definitely appreciate having, like, the separate relationships. And like, what comes with both. So I think emotional wise, like I said before, it's a lot easier to like communicate with Tony than it is with Cam, because we get in our feels a lot. But I do think that like sex, I think Cam and I have a lot more sex than we might have with Tony, just because, like, I don't know, like
because y'all don't understand after we come. We need a little time.
What do they call that?
They call that the refractory period. Refractory.
I don't know what it's called. It's called no more.
I need, niggas need a good refraction.
That's period. When you got it. Look, that is whenever a woman has ever tried to make me feel bad about that, that's when I turn super grapevine on and I say, well, actually, men and women are a lot different, okay? I think what we need to do is acknowledge the differences and the beauty that is within the differences the differences of gender. Actually, that's what I'm saying. Right. And then you turn over and you go to bed. You won.
She turn over and then go to bed.
You actually won twice because you're busting nut and you're going to bed. She's just she's sitting there upset. She's sitting there upset I got your ass.
I mean, listen, it's all good and gravy until niggas is fighting.
I actually got a question. So I know you guys are a couple and it's three of y'all, but does that still fall on the line of a swinger?
No. So we're gonna call triad, meaning it's the three of us.
No one else. I gotta ask these questions because I need to know in my notes. You know, I just wanna know if it's, you know,
are couples
you taking notes? I'm taking notes
with other couples or other people. So like they just have like sexual experiences with other people. And this is more of like an actual relationship amongst the three of us.
Okay.
So nobody else, you wouldn't let anybody into the bedroom for the unicorn moment. It's just y'all three. It's
come on, all three of us using unicorn properly.
For what? Look, the nigga Tony looked at me. He said, for what? If another titty come in this goddamn house.
Then I saw the whole conversation happen in his head. He said, she better be fucking her damn self.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Matt. That nigga Ryan said somebody else. Hey, Matt, the nigga Ryan said somebody else. Tony said, she. All right. Well, we thank y'all for joining us. So, like I said, we gotta get you to the letters. We gotta get you to the letters. Chase, what? Well, guys who are at home, if you have a letter that you want read on air, make sure you send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. That's guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. Make sure you put in the subject line your own fake name, or Shay's gonna rewrite what's in front of her because she's not in a thruple. She's not in a thruple. She ain't got no help in this shit. Nope. What in the Aphrodite do you think is going on here? No, sir.
You know they accuse us all the time, though. Like, all the time.
There goes the thing. Let me get to this right now. I didn't know they did that. Let me address this.
Oh,
if you think my penis is going to be out around any of these two niggas, it ain't happening. No. No, there is a reason why I am always killed and fuck, marry, kill. In this game, I would kill myself. Now, Shay, let's get to the letters.
Oh, you're a different type of aggravating. All right, so y'all remember number 10, right?
Yes.
The 10th male listener?
Yes,
he wrote
it
again.
Okay.
All right. I like this guy. He needs to write more often. So today's was short. He said, number 10 here again. This is not really a letter, just kind of a content inquiry. Two episodes ago, you guys mentioned Mac's birthday being ruined because of no sex. So question, none of y'all got red wings or ran a red light? Running a red light, meaning having sex on a period and getting your red wings.
You do not have to explain that to me.
I'm reading the letter.
Thanks, number 10, for explaining what running a red light means to 331-year-olds.
Wait.
Appreciate it.
He said, FYI, I do not have my red wings. He asked for me personally to chime in, and he was just hoping to cause a tizzy on the show, basically.
Let me step in and talk about this.
Talk about it. Be a man.
I will never.
Hold on. Ryan, while you talk about it, I'm going to go get a shot real fast. I feel like I'm going to need one. Go ahead.
Well, first and foremost, I will never get my red wings. I feel like my faith does not belong down there at that point in time. I'm going to quit. But I will definitely run that light. I was never too fond of going against the law, but that is one law I will break. I will run that light until there is no lights left. Thank you.
Running red lights is only for relationships, and it's the only time I'm gonna wear a condom. I'm be honest with you. But those things will get ran. Red wings. That's something different. So I think he is conflating the two. I will never get my red wings. That's when you go down on your girl during her.
Oh. Yeah.
Let me put it to you like this. I'm a pescatarian. So I'm not eating no red meat at all. That's on that. What about you, Matt?
The freak.
Freak, that my freak. Nigga, Mac, Mac is like, I like my meat rare.
I'll take a sip of this. Hold on 1 second.
What is that, Mac? Some red wine?
Red wine? You know, like,
so, you know, it's a, some obvious, it's a little bit of, you know, little, something nice.
Mac, Mac, they pay you, not us.
I know. That's why it's on my screen. Hallelujah. Okay. All right.
Gotta just
jump in the water. I definitely, you know, we're grown ass men. We've run red lights, you know. Red lights is not a thing. You know, we've run a red light. I ain't scared of no police. And yeah, definitely have my Red Wings. We won't get into it.
No. We gotta get into it. Mac, this is the podcast. And we owe it to the Hakeems and the paid listeners as well. So please, Mac Wiles, elaborate a bit, if you will, since you will, on your Red Wing induction. How did that go? We are all ears.
Okay. It was two different instances.
Never mind. You just you're gonna have to put that in the chat. I'm not doing this. No, Ryan, that's disgusting. You learned your lesson the first time. Now you got a sick fetish.
He got his red wing.
That mean that nigga is a war hero. That nigga is moving on.
Yes.
Tony, we're moving on.
No, Let him tell it.
Shay, you read letters. You are not here to make my dinner come up, okay?
Listen. I'll tell you, one of them, I guess the most fun one, and I guess the one that makes the most fun.
The most fun?
Listen.
What?
It was in the middle of a threesome.
First of all, why did she even pull up and have that knowing what was going on down there? She's very disrespectful. I hope you didn't run it back, but it's all right.
It probably was because you said two times.
I definitely ran it back, but that wasn't the second time. That was the second time. The first time was with baby moms.
You're disgusting, okay? And the next time
I want to tell you something.
Look me in my face as my brother.
I'm listening to you.
The next time you come anywhere that there's food around me, you bring your own plate and you bring your own motherfucking cups. Okay? And that's what you
listen,
eat.
Listen, I've been through a lot. I've been through a lot in my life.
Well, I tell you this, that was the last lap.
You're a dirty bitch. You are a dirty bitch.
So to our thruple minus one, which is a couple. Still a thruple. Running red lights. So what is
running red lights like at the house?
Is that a law in your house? Do y'all care?
It's something we don't really do. It's been done before, but like usually Kel and I like just we're usually in pain the first 2 days, and then the other ones, like, I personally just like to sleep a lot whenever the red light is on, so I don't even...
She sounded like Krispy Kreme when the red light is on.
Hot and ready.
Hot now.
Yeah,
like, I'm usually just tired, so, like, ours actually aren't synced up. We both have, like, different, you know, like, lengths of our cycles or whatever. So like I'll usually sleep in the guest room or something and let them go at it whenever mine is on and vice versa.
Yeah, I must have a big bed.
Bed must be huge. I was gonna
ask. You guys fucking ruined my final question. All right.
Sorry.
Motherfuckers. Sorry. But since we're here, how big is the motherfucking bed?
It's a king bed.
God, king for a king.
King for a king.
It's not big enough.
No, we need bigger.
Ooh, I feel that. I feel that. I like what you're talking.
First of all, I'm gonna tell you how I know Tony is a king and a better man than me. Because the minute they both would have said it ain't big enough for me, I'd be like, don't y'all ever say nothing over here.
Hey.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all? I would have been so offended. Fuck you mean ain't nothing. Everything
you keep that in the
here,
house.
Everything over here is big enough. So
Jesus Christ.
Well, thank y'all. I mean, we definitely gotta have you guys add a song to the Get the Drawers playlist.
Absolutely.
And I mean, fuck it. It's three of y'all, so why not three songs? So
you guys take our slots, please.
Please take the song. So the Get the Drawers playlist is just a playlist we have on all streaming platforms that you can just drop a song onto that sets the mood. So Patterson 3, we are giving all of our picks to you. So you got all three picks today. Tony, what are you putting on the Get the Drawers playlist tonight?
Oof.
Yeah, he a real one.
Yeah.
A nigga say oof before you pick a song, he a real one.
I'm kind of stuck between Mary J. or Anita Baker.
Wow.
I'm not mad at either one.
It's gonna get yep.
What's that song? I like by Mary J. I play all the time.
You play it all the time?
No.
Wait, so it's Get the Drawers. Does that mean like a sex playlist?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it means.
Let me kind of go through my shit.
That's exactly what it means.
You got another music that you be playing.
I do, but I never had to do it off. Little Anita Baker.
See, that's that young shit you was talking about, Kel. That's that young shit.
Right. So I'm gonna go ahead and step in for him. I'm gonna say Sade, Sweetest Taboo, because this is really the sweetest taboo
And she had
me the sweetest taboo.
Everybody knows Sade.
Y'all didn't know Ricky Lake, so I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be surprised if y'all didn't know Sade.
Sheltered as a child. Like I said, I grew up in the Missionary Baptist Church, so all
points were made.
Fair enough.
So,
I'll just do Sweet Love by Anita Baker.
Okay, we'll take that.
There we go. I'll take it.
Come on, Cam.
You know a song I really like? I really like the song Lovers and Friends.
Bow, 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 bow. What? Yeah, hold on. Yes, Lord.
Oh, it's a good look, baby.
Yes.
I need a little bit of that.
My Lord John talking to you in the bed.
Now you gotta
been known for a long time.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell y'all this right here, right now. I'm gonna tell y'all this right now. Never in my life have I made it to Lil Jon talking at that part of the song. I've always been done long before. So never had it being that awkward because I don't know how I would react if I heard that.
Oh nah, son. Hold on. Mouse, if you're in the bed. And y'all are grind like the whole joint going crazy, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you hear.
Oh, you choose. I've been knowing you for a long time. What fucking never crossed my mind.
Somebody's gonna have a child. Someone is gonna have a child.
By the time I usually hear that,
I love that. I like that part.
By the time Mouse Jones hears that, that is my sign that, oh, shot, I fell asleep. Let me cut this phone. let me put this phone back on the charger because I've been done before Usher verse was over. So, wow. Yeah.
Wow, Mouse Jones, wow.
Hey, listen, you know, it's the self-awareness for me.
It's the self-awareness for me. Exactly.
But yes, do y'all have any questions for us? I don't think we've ever been asked any questions by our guests. Do you have any questions for us?
I have a question.
Oh, shit.
So outside of the fact that, like, our relationship is curious, I'm just really interested as to, like, why you decided to bring us on to this platform. What about our relationship intrigued you the most?
I told y'all why.
Yeah, it was pretty much. It was my birthday. It was my birthday gift to Ryan.
Really be thinking about this shit. Like, I don't think y'all understand. Like, it's not just a thought. It's like, it's an
active search. It is an active search for my brother Ryan.
But sometimes I think it's me. Sometimes I think it's not for me. I'm learned a lot. Took a lot of notes, and now it's just time to, you know, go back to the track.
To digest. It's time to digest.
And like on a bigger level, I typically handle the guest portion, things that need the content portion. And when I seen you guys, I was like, we use this platform. I mean, just as much as we talk shit on it and, you know, joke around and do the surface level shit. But we really do use this as a platform for our women listeners to, you know, probably learn a little bit more about Black men, but also for the now 11 male listeners that listen. We live extremely open lives, and we're all three of us, we've always said from day one, like, we're all about learning, right? And there's, we understand that Black is not a monolith, right? There's no monolith to being Black. It doesn't come with a book. So I wanted to introduce this topic that seems to be so taboo. Like, no, there's people, they're not old, they're not fucking living in the Hollywood Hills, they're not Illuminati. Three people that you would see any other day, we'd probably be hanging out with. Tony, they probably wouldn't let you hang out with me, and it's probably a good thing.
It's a very good thing.
I'm just saying that was the main reason, though, like, to introduce other thought process and lifestyles to our audience.
Yeah, man. Especially when it comes to us being Black, you have to, just like Miles said, you know, being Black isn't a monolith. It is, you know, it is a multitude of different things. So, you know, you guys,
I'm a multitude.
you guys are a reflection of that. You guys are a reflection of one of the facets of what it means to be Black in America. And again, it is an opportunity for us to learn, to question, and to also applaud you guys for you know, doing this, which is literally being unabashedly Black, not being afraid to be Black.
Come on, unabashedly, what? A double?
Thank you.
Okay. I would like to say heroes, Monday through Sunday. That's what I like to call them.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you.
Yo, Max, so I'll take over this part on this week's episode. Good shit, Black man.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah. We don't even need a damn black man.
It was already explained.
We don't even.
Good shit, black man.
I'll make it even better. Good shit, Black people, because y'all can't do it without him, and he can't do it without y'all. So
no, I think they already acknowledged they could do it without him. They've said that he'd be on the video game and they'd be in the room. They could do it without him, but he can't do it without them.
I have another question, because we've heard a lot about the three, you know, from the three guys next door, but I'm really curious as to this woman that's on the podcast, like, what are your thoughts? What do you have to say? How are you feeling?
Let us mute ourselves. Let us, Che. I think we all, let's mute ourselves. Che, it's on you.
I will say they are probably my three favorite headaches in the entire world. There's a dynamic to it, but I, as much as I threatened to sell them to the highest bidder, I wouldn't.
Whoa, hey.
I didn't know about that.
Minus Ryan. Ryan gets a pass. He's my absolute favorite.
Get the fuck out of here.
And this is why I feel like
do y'all have space in your thruple? I'm coming over there because I can't deal with this.
This is too much.
I'm just curious as to, like, what your thoughts are about our dynamic, because, like,
This actually is perfect, because this is the perfect opportunity. This is the perfect opportunity for another segment that we have, which is Che's wrap up. You gotta mansplain it to us. What happened in this episode? Talk to us, baby.
Oh, I'm gonna answer a question, then I'm rolling.
Please.
So it was funny because when Mouse told us that he was bringing you guys on, my first question, I said, what's the dynamic? Because I wanted to know if it was going to, I assumed it would be one guy, two women, but I was really, really hoping for it to be one woman, two guys, because I'm learning, one thing I'm learning about myself is
That's a dog trick.
Jesus Christ.
That's not a throuple, that's a dog walker.
What were you saying, Mouse? You were trying to say something because I believe you're now muted. So for me personally, I understand. I grew up thinking, you know, I grew up thinking relationships are very like, you know, you find your one person, that's it. You don't share. You're possessive. All that. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I understand that you can actually have emotional ties with somebody and be able to keep sex separate if you wanted to. So I'm getting to the point now where my goal in life is to find like my partner, my person, my guy, but I'm open to the level where like there could be, I'm not interested in other women, but if, as long as there's an open line of communication between us, I wouldn't mind you having other women, as long as I can also partake in other men. If we could keep that kind of open but still connect with each other emotionally, I'd be open to it. So like seeing your guys' dynamic just kind of fuels that in me where I'm like, the shit is possible. I'm not asking for too much.
You're not asking for much.
Tony, wow. Is there any space for another man to all pull right. up all on right. the Patterson?
Jesus Christ.
Absolutely Jesus. Not.
Okay, just
absolutely not.
That was a little too. That was a little too women positive for me.
That's bloop. Mouse. That's what you call a dated community.
I just really want to like there because like that question gets asked a lot, and Tony literally gives the same response all the time.
No, it's over. It's quiet.
Super quiet.
He said, "What? I didn't hear you. Three, huh? What?
One, two." You see the number. You see the number right here, right?
Everybody,
that's what we so
right. I know. Like,
what is up with men? I'm gonna
tell you why. I'm gonna tell you why the male. I love this question. You know why the male ego so fragile?
Go ahead, Mouse.
Because if we was at a motherfucking picnic, right? Beautiful fucking day. You know what? The Patterson Thruple invites the guys next door on a picnic, and we pull up to
love
the
it.
Motherfucking picnic, and
we love it.
And we're picnicking. We're having a good fucking time. The sky breaks and the motherfucking pirates show up. Who the fuck gotta fight the pirates? Who the fuck gotta fight the pirates? Yeah. Tony, Mouse, and Ryan gotta fight the fucking pirates. And y'all just get to say, oh my God, pirates! Like y'all gonna say like we don't see it. That's why the male ego gets to be so fragile. Thank
I'm
you
sorry,
much.
But that's not how it exists in the 20s. That's not what it is today. So, like,
when was the last time a pirate ran down on you, Kelsey? What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? How are you gonna tell me I'm wrong and you ain't seen a pirate? You know what? On this note, ladies and gentlemen, I thank the Patterson Three for pulling up. Tony, Kels, Cameron, thank you so much for pulling up and sharing your life with us for an hour. We appreciate you. By far, one of my favorite episodes. We're going to put a picture of y'all in the house somewhere. We don't know.
We need to.
When I get back into town, me and my guy, we're going to have a conversation, you know?
You got to take him to the juice bar. You got to get my man right.
Just got to teach me the intro to your lifestyle 101. Just the first course.
Well, I think he taught us already.
No. First of all, you got to get a Cameron.
I think that's what you're missing.
Yeah, you need a Cameron.
You got to get a Cameron because Cameron
bought Cameron to get the Kelsey.
Cameron, you got to get a Cameron.
Don't tell me how he gonna teach me. The hell
are
you talking about?
I'm going to meet my man. He didn't teach. He got taught. Cameron was the one that was there. Cameron was the one.
Bing, bing, bing.
Okay.
Flip it, bitch.
Yo, Cam.
Check your patriarchy at the door. Okay. Check your patriarchy out the door.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen,
but like Tony said, ain't no more dicks coming up in this shit. That's what you call balance. Now, Do you guys have anything y'all want to promote? You guys want to tell people where they can follow you guys?
We have a YouTube and an Instagram. Both are Polly Patterson 3, Polly, P-O-L-Y, Patterson with two T's, 3. So yeah, follow us on Instagram and YouTube.
Why wouldn't y'all put 3 L's? See, y'all not really about this thruple life like you say.
Wow.
You just want 2 L's, but you got to take the 3. You know, I'm not here. I'm not here for Brandon. You know, that's for free. If y'all use that, that's for free. but no, seriously, thank you guys for kicking with us in the crib tonight. As you guys know, Trap Karaoke, A at Home. You can get your tickets. Now we're doing
Trap Karaoke.
That was like the first place you took me, Trap Karaoke.
We went on a date.
And y'all didn't fucking come. Y'all didn't fucking come. Y'all didn't say nothing this whole episode.
Wow.
You said it like very
beginning. I think you were
That's how she got the draws. That's how she got the draws.
So Tony, say thank Tony. So I technically have something to do with that. Okay. Okay. So you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying here.
I appreciate that.
You ain't gotta thank me. Look, ain't that some bullshit? That's what people do. You ain't got to thank me. I didn't do it for the thanks. But yes, Trap Karaoke, A at Home, September 10th. Go to trapkaraoke.com to get your tickets. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he, she, them, or they, I am promising you that I'm going to put on one hell of a fucking digital show. And I can only do that with you guys digitally tuning in. We got some big surprises coming up. So make sure you get your tickets, and there's not a lot left. Like, motherfuckers are at home.
Already copping tickets. Yeah. I know I caught mine. I caught mine already.
Yeah, so I wish you didn't. That could have been a ticket for somebody who could have bought it. You know,
guess what? I did it. So I'm coming through the back door, the VIP entrance. Right here.
Polly Patterson's matter of fact, stay on after we clip off because I got something for you guys. But yes. Make sure you do that. A at Home, trackkaraoke.com. You make sure you subscribe to us, Guys Next Door Pod, on all social media platforms. That is Instagram. That is Twitter. Make sure you continue the conversation. If you enjoyed this podcast, talk to us about your thruple experiences on the timeline. Tell your business. Use the hashtag Guys Next Door for all the Hakeems and Moochers of the world. The time is over. It's quarantine. Niggas is fucked up. I got 2 kids. Matt got a baby. Ryan is about to start claiming one of his kids soon. We need the money, okay? Stop being a moocher. Stop being fucking Hakeem. I'm not Frank Mitchell, and Che is not D. We need the money. Go to the patreon.com and make sure you subscribe. Guys Next Door Pod. Subscribe. That is where you will get exclusive content. And that's where you will get a chance to be in a episode recording. Maybe, you know, we might bring the Polly Patterson's 3 back and y'all get to see that live in the Zoom. Who knows what'll happen? Who knows what a guest will be there? But you won't know if you don't pay us some motherfucking money. So what am I saying? Go to Guys Next Door Pod on patreon.com and subscribe. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and leave a fucking comment if you're listening to us on Apple. And on that motherfucking note, I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Mac Wilds.
I'm Clara.
And we are the Guys,
the guys next door. Yeah, bitch.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.